I'm riding along, singing the same old cowboy song that's been sung 100 times before. Ain't got nothing but my name, and I'm the only man I know to blame. But I'm living, I'm happy and I'm free.
Happy and free this morning in Prescott, Arizona for the annual courthouse lighting. Today we test all technology for this broadcast. We are broadcasting on the balcony of the Jersey Lily Saloon on historic Whiskey Row, right in downtown Prescott, Arizona. We're on the west side of the courthouse square. We've got Bolt Communications have a satellite internet feed streaming off the balcony to their tower to the north of us. Then we're connected to an Ethernet cable from here that goes to that Bolt. Bolt sends it to wherever their internet connection is. It somehow makes its way back to KTAR Studios via IP connection. They then send it, however they send it, to South Mountain. South Mountain then transmits it. Actually, no, that's not true. So then it goes to KTAR. KTAR then sends it to Skyview in North Scottsdale, where our satellite distribution affiliate is. That then goes up to the satellite in the sky and then back down to the transmitters at each station. The transmitters then send it to their antenna, and the antenna broadcasts it through radio waves that get picked up by your vehicle or your radio or whatever you're using to listen.
Lots of room for error there. Good morning, Arizona.
All in a matter of a split second.
Split second.
So we're testing all the boundaries today, but it's not the first time we've done it. This is actually the seventh year now that we've done this broadcast, but it's not the seventh year we've been here. The history of Prescott, this is actually the 66th courthouse lighting.
I thought you said 61st.
61st, and the 33rd annual Christmas parade. So somewhere between the start of the courthouse lighting and the Christmas parade, Rosie and Jennifer kind of had a special moment on this square.
Yeah, back in the day when Rosie and I had just started dating, we came up here. Because
which would have been?
76.
Okay.
77, actually. Yeah, between there. And so Rosie was going to take a summer job up here. So I came up.
Good place.
Mm-hmm. Great place to get out of the heat. So I rode along, and we had lunch on the square, and we actually had our first kiss out there on the grass, and he didn't take the summer job. And so 37 years later, we're still married, so.
So that would have been 77. Fast forward to 95, and your fifth, Julia Drake, affectionately known as Peanut on the broadcast, starts attending the annual parade for?
She was a clogger. She was a Maricopa 4-H clogger.
And what is a clogger?
Clogging is similar to river dance, kind of a tap dance. It's all done with the feet and tap shoes. Really fun, upbeat, has to be an 8-count beat type of music, so it's very upbeat and fun. Maricopa 4-H Cloggers actually has been in existence probably 35 years now. And they've been doing the parade for 20-plus. So Julia joined the group, clogged from the time she was 9 to 18, then became a leader. And in the meantime, Carol, our youngest, joined the group, and she also clogged. So they did the parade together for about 5 years. And Julia did the parade probably 15 years. So we would come up and watch the parade and be in the crowd.
And this wasn't the only parade the 4-H cloggers did.
No, they did all over the state, actually. And
so how does this parade compare to some of the other ones?
Well, this was one of our favorite because it was guaranteed to be cool, though sometimes it could be brutal. 2010 was a crazy snowstorm, and we had gotten kind of lazy because it was always such nice weather. And
when you're out there on this clogging and you're burning a lot of energy,
right.
so
who
body
thought we need to worry, right? And it was absolutely freezing. The moms were running along the side pitching coats to them, and they were soaking wet, and just they danced their little hearts out. But the parade itself is one of the favorites because of the weather and because it's a mile instead of maybe 3 or 4 miles, which is a long way to dance. And the crowd is closer to you on both sides, so you get to interact more. Some of the, like Wickenburg or Carefree, the streets are very wide, and people are kind of far from you. But here, you interact with people because they're right there with you, and so that was always a lot of fun. And, of course, there's a lot of dog lovers here, so the dogs are all out and the people, and it was just a great atmosphere.
And so that was Julia, and Carol, the youngest, as you mentioned, joined for 5 years in that period of time. And then in, it was, I needed to verify this, actually I have it right here, in 2009, KQ&A in Prescott picked up the Rosie on the House broadcast. It's 1130 AM and now also 99.9 FM. You can catch us in Prescott right now. This first hour is only broadcast on 92.3 KTAR out of Phoenix and 780 KAZM out of Sedona, who picked us up in 07, then in 09 Prescott picked us up. Well, that year we started broadcasting here from the Jersey Lily. So this is now 15, our sixth year.
Awesome. One of our favorite things we look forward to. It's already on the calendar for next year.
Already, yeah, it's just, it's like clockwork now. The first Saturday in December. So then in 2010 was the first year Amanda joined us.
Which is your wife.
And it was the first time y'all got to meet Amanda. Now, we weren't married yet. I didn't.
No, I had to pick out which one she was in the crowd.
Because we were on air. Mm-hmm. And it was, we ended up at Matt's Saloon later that night, dancing for a little while. And then I think it was, and you mentioned the snow. That was still probably the one we talk about the most, just because it painted the perfect picture of Christmas. Being from Arizona, south of the rim, you don't see snow very often. When it does get onto the desert floor, it lasts a couple hours, and it's usually only about every 10 years. So to have snow and it stick and it stay and be there the next morning and being able to make snow angels and snowballs, which is the most important thing about snow.
Absolutely.
To make a snowman, not throw them, you know. So that probably was the one we remember the most. But I'm really looking forward to this year. Last year, we did not make it up as a family. We were here broadcasting. But the kids are coming up this year, and this will be Remy and Landry's first time to see the courthouse lighting. And the deal they made when we lit the two mulberry trees in our front strip of our house, I mean, just the wonder in their eyes. I mean, they ran around in the lawn for an hour in the dark, just not sure what was going on, but excited. I'm really excited to see their reaction when they light 104 of the trees are in the courthouse square along with the courthouse itself. That starts tonight around 6 o'clock.
I think it's almost as soon as it gets dark, so you don't have to wait around. It's really nice. And then they read the Christmas story right from the Bible, and then they light
the
lights.
Do a few carols.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kids fill the stairs and sing. So it's a great day to come up as a family. You come up and watch the parade, do a shopping in the shops, and then stick around for the lighting.
It's one of those things that I always contest when somebody new to Arizona, or maybe not even someone new, but someone who's come here from somewhere else but mentally hasn't left their hometown or their home state, that Arizona doesn't have a tradition, Arizona doesn't have history, Arizona doesn't have community. You're just not making an effort. It's not going to just fall in your lap, but
right.
It's here.
Especially like in the Phoenix area, you have to really search out the history, and it's usually way downtown. You have to work to get to it. But if you're in Prescott, you're surrounded by history. All you have to do is pull into town, and you're right next to the historic courthouse and Whiskey Row, and then there's offshoot roads all through the real close by with the Queen Anne Victorian architecture. It's beautiful. It's lovely.
They've done a really nice job with plaques. If you walk through New Orleans, you can learn about the city if you just take your time and read each corner, each building has the history, a brief history, you know, on a bronze, brass plate attached. Well, walking around the courthouse square, they are everywhere. I don't know if you noticed when we walked to the Chamber of Commerce yesterday, but there was at least six different plaques from here to there just telling the history of this building or what happened on this square. So you can really do a nice self-guided tour to learn about the surrounding areas. I think that's a very nice touch that the city's added.
I knew they were there because I had to keep looking for you. It's just like when I travel with Dad. It's like, where'd he go? And he'd be reading some sign somewhere or stepping off and trying to find out the story. I'm looking at the people and the shops, and you guys are reading the plaques.
And we met a very interesting man walking around yesterday. He'll be there again today. It's the Galloping Goose, is a store on the southwest corner of the square. And it sells novelty items.
Gift shop.
Yeah. And there's a gentleman there signing and selling books that he wrote. And it's a 7-series story. But he was a John Wayne double. Mm-hmm. So for a lot of the movie shoots. And he had a list of them I couldn't remember. But I remember a picture of him dressed up as a Green Beret, which was it was the only movie about Vietnam that was actually filmed while the war was going on.
Interesting.
And so he was a double for John Wayne in that. He had a couple pictures of him as a cowboy. So he was a John Wayne double and wrote this series that followed after John Wayne's movie, The Cowboy, which is funny because John Wayne dies in that movie. So it must be about the cowboys, you know, all the kids that went on that trail ride.
Okay.
So it must have been about their life continuation from there.
He did a lot of historical fiction. What did he say? It took him 20 years to write the series.
It did. So the name, what do they say? The story's truth, but the name's been changed to protect the innocent or something like that.
Well, you can't miss him. He's dressed as his John Wayne double with the scarf, classic scarf and hat. So you do a little double take. Hey, John Wayne's here. So
Emeril Williamson. I remember Williamson for sure, but his first name starts with an E. E something Williamson. Mr. Arthur Williamson. Just looked for him on the southeast corner, and his wife was singing carols and outside the little patio area at the Galloping Goose.
It's a lovely touch. She had a beautiful voice.
Well, all things you can find here at Prescott, Arizona. But don't take our word for it. There's been some other notable figures that have
participated in the parade. Will Rogers. Nixon. President Nixon. Yeah. I don't know that he was president.
Before,
at the time.
After.
I don't know. It was just a list of, people who participated. But there was a couple that have been in the parade. So.
And then Prescott's also been awarded a few things in regards. It's the official Christmas city in Arizona.
Yes, it is, and it's got tons of awards for such a small place. It has just won all kinds of awards. Do you want to listen now, or you want to do it after break? Okay. This old house listed as historic district as the top 61 in the country for cottages and bungalows, that Pinecrest Historic District. But the bungalows were built between 1911 and 1935 because people would come out here for illness. So they weren't huge mansions or anything. They were just homes to get you by while you recuperated. People would stay for a couple of years, not for a lifetime. So those little bungalows are still there, and those are Queen Anne cottages and craftsman bungalows. So that's one of the things that they're noted for.